Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th. Well, cattle futures are finding some support from the consolidation of the corn market. Without feedlots having to constantly see corn prices increase, they may have the desire to hold out for steady to higher cash this week. Asking prices in the South surfaced at $142. That's rather optimistic based on last week's trade. The hope is for cash to regain some of what it lost. There was no indication as to what packers are willing to pay this week. Box beef showed another positive day with choice up $2.39, select up $1.10. Hog futures showed a dividing line with April through August higher while contracts were lower. Packers were aggressive yesterday with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showing a gain of $4.67. Cutouts were also higher, posting a gain of $1.29. With the strength of cash and cutouts, one would have thought futures would have shown more strength, but traders are somewhat cautious as June through August are near to retesting the highs. Weaker wheat prices overnight with all contracts down 15 to 35 cents through September as contracts give back a solid piece of yesterday's rally. Traders are monitoring the developments in Ukraine and Russia closely with headline trade back to driving prices day to day. The combination of the APK Inform estimates about a 40% decline in spring plantings in Ukraine along with a little more clarity on the Russian export ban seems to have provided some support yesterday. Weaker corn prices overnight as most contracts set back 4 to 8 cents with the consolidation pattern continuing. While the last 7 to 10 sessions have certainly been volatile with implied volatility between 35 and 40%. Corn's been fairly quiet inside of its 54 cent range. Higher soy prices across that complex overnight with gains led by soybean oil as most contracts rally over a percentage point. Chart action in soybeans the last several sessions has been one of slowing momentum and a sort of rounding top. The futures in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, at the close yesterday, April live cattle up 52 cents, 140.85. June up $1.10, 136.80. March feeder cattle up 40 cents, 156.35. April up 20, 162.60. The hogs up 20 cents, 102.40. Kansas City wheat at the close yesterday, May was up 57.5, 11.57.5. July was up 58 cents, 11.43.5. Chicago wheat, May up 58 cents, 11.54.25. July up 57.5, 11.27.5. May corn up 9 3/4, 7.58. July up 4 3/4, 7.23 1/4. May soybeans down 11 3/4, 16.58 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.